It's the Community Spotlight. April is National Poetry Month.
I'm Matthew Henriksen. I work at the Dixon Street Bookshop, and I live here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'll be reading a poem by the late Arkansas poet Bess Miller Brigham. For the phosphorus heart, the wild, wild bird flew into tangle of honeysuckle, walked with folded wing on ancient vine runners, eating seed, absorbed the late season liquor, raised to fly from inner box, dead creepers, strong as wire. He flew against the absorbent light, not closing his wings. How can one of flight bend low, step through narrow passage, thin as a hand? The hand doubles in fright and fury, in pinions that bore him up, up, above trees and fence, widened to keep him, keep his single struggle vivid as the lark. Head high, he flew and flew, made fast as a large leaf dying. Bess Miller's work is representative of some of the most daring stuff that I've seen in the contemporary poetry world. And because she was rural and because she didn't follow the sort of traditional pathways in publishing and academia, her work has mostly been forgotten. The late poet C.D. Wright and her husband Forrest Gander did a lot of work to bring her work to attention in the public, and the press that Frank Stanford and C.D. Wright founded here in Fayetteville in the late 70s, Lost Road Press, now names their first book Poetry Prize after Bess Miller Brigham. And they bring attention to women poets who come from non-urban areas, which is a means of giving voice to poets who may not otherwise hear.
So we're with Matt Henriksen of the Dixon Street Bookshop. Matt, first of all, thanks for taking part in this.
No problem.
And I'll ask you what I asked Linda last week and others. Why poetry?
Well, I guess it can be anything that you want it to be. It can do whatever you want it to do. So, you know, I've gone in and to elementary schools and worked with kids and sort of freeze their imagination to be silly. I've been working a lot with the Northwest Arkansas Prison Story Project, and we found that with prisoners, it can often help them work through past experiences. They talk about a weight being lifted, just kind of going through the natural process of writing. And for me, it's been my means of sort of grappling with my own life, with the world around me. It pushes my mind. It also doesn't necessarily require a lot of the intellectual know-how that is required in other fields.
You don't have to necessarily understand how this thing was written to really get a great feeling from it.
I've been writing for 25 years. I have no idea how I write. So,
Matt Henriksen is with the Dixon Street Bookshop, and he's helped us out with this month's Poetry Minutes, part of the Community Spotlight here at KUAF. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.